News, I'm Laura Winters. This Saturday morning, investigators continue to search for clues as to what caused the catastrophic implosion that killed all five men on that sub. Correspondent Tom Costello says it's still up for debate whether any further recovery efforts will be made.
If they decide to go forward with that, who would pay for that? Would the taxpayers pay for it? Or would some of the families, these very wealthy families that were involved, whose they lost loved ones, should they be involved in picking up the tab?
The latest ruling now from the U.S. Supreme Court involving illegal immigrants. Here's correspondent Michael Kastner.
The Supreme Court has shot down a lawsuit brought by Texas over the Biden administration's immigration guidelines. They prioritize the arrest of illegal immigrants who are suspected terrorists or dangerous criminals. Texas claimed that violates federal statutes. Supreme Court ruled that Texas doesn't have standing to challenge the policy. In his order, conservative Justice Kavanaugh wrote, "The Constitution provides the president the authority how to prioritize and how aggressively to pursue legal actions against defendants who violate the law."
In USA News for Your Health, a report out about kids and stomach pain. Here's correspondent John Schaefer.
The C.S. Mott Children's Hospital has revealed that parents often neglect to consult a doctor when their child experiences frequent stomach complaints. Pediatricians stress that stomach pain could be a manifestation of significant emotional health issues, emphasizing the importance of creating a supportive environment for children to express their feelings.
In entertainment news, here's correspondent Liz Warner with an update about Tom Cruise.
And Mission Impossible star Tom Cruise filmed a very dangerous motorcycle stunt day one of filming. The director of the newest installment, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, said a lot of money would have been wasted if Cruise had been severely injured or died on set. The stunt involves the star riding a motorcycle off a cliff and then parachuting to safety in free fall. The film, expected to be one of Hollywood's biggest summer blockbusters, it's out July 12th.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Tennessee Senator Republican Marsha Blackburn sounding the alarm about China. Here's correspondent Brian Shook.
Blackburn is concerned about what she's calling the new evil axis. She took to Twitter and wrote, "Russia, Communist China, North Korea, and Iran are working together to take down the USA." It comes amid Blackburn's ongoing criticism about the recent visit to China by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. She also wrote, "China is set to plant troops and intelligence assets within 100 miles of the Florida coast."
The latest and greatest when it comes to food involves chicken being grown in a lab. Ryan Daniels reports.
The Agriculture Department okayed California companies Upside Foods and Good Meat to sell chicken made from animal cells instead of slaughtered birds. The FDA approved lab-grown meat from both companies as safe for human consumption months ago. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And from food to a new report about alcohol consumption, here's Rich Johnson.
The study from the University of Chicago finds that people with alcohol use disorder, what used to be called alcoholism, showed significantly impaired behavior a good 3 hours after having a drink. That puts a lie to the popular idea, or at least popular with heavy drinkers, that heavy drinkers can hold their liquor and still function. The study's senior author says only about 10% of people with alcohol use disorder go into treatment, and these days they're seeing an increase in binge drinking.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.